Odell doing?
He got some treatment. He's in there taking care of himself, getting ready to go.
What is he able to do now, Ben? Is he moving around and you know?
Yeah, he's able to. He's in there. He's getting treatment. He's going through his workouts, doing everything he can to get ready to go.
Is he running yet?
He's in there doing his treatment, doing his workouts, doing everything he can to be ready to go.
What went into the decision to release Owa?
We released a statement on it. It's unfortunate that it came to this. We thank him for everything he's done for the organization, and we supported him all along, and we'll continue to support Owa. And I really have no details to offer.
I guess the thought would have been you could have kept him just throughout the suspension, wouldn't have cost a roster spot.
That would have been the thought, yep.
Is there a reason why you wouldn't just keep him for those 4 weeks?
Yeah, that's, again, I have no details to offer.
Was it something that was unexpected? I mean, did you guys just only find out the suspension yesterday, or did you know this?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into any details on it.
Do you plan to give Brandon any snaps on Thursday in the game, Marshall?
Brandon looked good today. It was good to have him back out there at practice, knocked some rust off, made a nice physical play on the back pylon there to the left. But as far as the play time goes, we'll handle it very similar to the way we handled last year's play time.
What's your quarterback rotation?
We're going to have that conversation at 5:30 today.
What about your offensive line? You plan to play your starting offensive line?
Again, we're going to play the game very similar to the way we played last year's game.
But everyone with Weston Richburg played in last year's game. It's fair to assume that it'll be the same thing this year?
That could be a good place to start, yes.
What has Brandon shown you in the last week or two as far as his progression and the understanding of the offense, the timing with Eli?
In the last
couple of weeks? Like we talked to him.
I mean, he hasn't been out there very much in the last couple of weeks. Today was today was a good day for him to get back out there and get some routes on air and then get some of the work in the team periods.
With the quarterbacks and Josh and Gino, you have to make a decision. Do you plan to just play them on Thursday, or does Davis factor into?
Davis factors, yes.
Coach Avery Moss had himself a strong practice today. He had an interception coverage and had a sack. How much has he impressed you this summer?
Yeah, Avery's working. I talked to him the other day about just letting it rip. Just playing fast and aggressive instead of thinking too much, and that's what happens to a lot of young players this time, especially with the cut down coming. And on special teams, he's making progress there, just playing fast. And on defense today, you saw him flash a couple times, whether it was an edge rush or plucking the ball out of the air, dropping.
How do you look at the preseason? How much do you think it correlates to what happens in regular season in terms of results with your?
It doesn't.
Not at all?
No. I don't think the preseason. No, it's a different game. You're calling the games are played for different reasons. You're trying to evaluate your team, evaluate the players on your team.
Do you believe that even with your starting unit, that what they do in the preseason doesn't really correlate?
Correct.
What do you look for then exactly? What do you know from the preseason results?
You want to get players work versus competitive players. You want to get your ones work versus other opponents' ones. And get them good quality work at high speeds and physicality.
That's obviously different in the fourth preseason game. What are you looking for in this?
We want to give every player who's on the bubble an opportunity to show what they can do.
Did Keenan have a setback?
He's still in the protocol.
How difficult is the injury situation on receiver make it when you guys are making those final decisions and drafting a roster in terms of numbers, yeah. Carry extra receivers?
No, injuries are no excuse. We're going to evaluate the players that we have using the information that we have. Next man up, we have a lot of players who, you know, just walk through the door that are out here working very hard and trying to get a look, and we're going to give them a look.
Where's Mark Herzl look at? We've seen him sort of out of practice a couple days. Now we haven't seen him for a couple days.
Yeah, we chose to keep him inside.
Is IR a potential option for him at this point? Going in the other direction?
It's early. We haven't had those discussions at this point. It's early, but we chose to keep them inside.
Hey, Coach, unlike previous years, there's no cut down to 75. You're going right from a 90 to a 53-man roster come Saturday. Has that changed the way you've looked at this final week of the preseason?
We're going to handle it similar to the way we handled last year. I do like going from 90 to 53. I think it gives the players who are out there doing a lot of running getting a lot of work gives him an opportunity to show well for your team and for other teams in the league.
And with the kickers, does it come down to, I mean, since they're both making everything, do we want to go with a young guy, do we go with a veteran?
Yeah, I mean, that'll factor if we continue to look at the kickers and they continue to make everything. They did a nice job today. They've continued to do a nice job. It's a great competition, but we have to let the competition unfold.
How is Rosas?
One more last question.
How is Rosas doing on his kickoffs? That's an important part of the job, too.
Good. He booted a pretty nice one last week. He has a big leg. We know that. We know he can kick the ball pretty deep, 9 yards deep if need be, with some hang on it. And he's working on his game there, but we're confident in both guys that they can handle all aspects of the job.
How much do you look at the Cowboys at this point? I mean, some of the players said they did, you know, they watched film, but you obviously have other things to do. Do you look at it?
I like to take things one week at a time.